This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. The theme of our show today is TikTok. That's right. TikTok. The clock is ticking on your life. 844-551-8255. If you want to discuss your life or anything else. See, this isn't about politics that we talk about every day on this show. This is life. I heard a radio executive say to me one time, Kevin, how do you do your show? I said, what do you mean? He's like, what do you do? How do you get topics and all that? I go, the topics are there. I said, all I do is think about my life. When I wake up in the morning, what am I faced with? What happens during the day when I go shopping, when I go to get gasoline in my car, when I run into somebody, when somebody interacts with me in some form of social media, or when I'm out and about? What happens when I pick up my kid, his homework, my older sons, when they're dealing with their issues, and one of them, now is dealing with he's got a fiance and he's about to get married, and all the issues with that, and what are they going to face? This is about life. And the problem is, folks, politics is now so intrusive into your life that there's no way to get away from it. I mean, we just came out of the Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll be talking about that in a second, and we're about to go into the holidays of Christmas and Hanukkah and a host of other things. And let me tell you something. If you think you're going to be devoid of politics, good luck. What was the biggest subject? One of the biggest things that was being discussed prior to Thanksgiving. Will people be talking politics during Thanksgiving? How could you not? Remember when Thanksgiving was getting together with family? You sit down, you'd all watch the two football games, maybe playing your own version of the Turkey Bowl. You talked about, old times and who didn't make it this year and so on and so forth. And now, what are you dealing with? You got people saying the Pilgrims were racist and they, offended the Indians. And, the turkey is a racist bird. And the NFL, are they going to take a knee or are they not? And then they deal with all the starving people and all these other things. Here's what I love about Thanksgiving while we're on the subject. I love that it is the only unique, not the only, but it is one of the only unique holidays that is specifically to America. My adopted French kids called us up and said things like, we so appreciate Thanksgiving because it reminds us of America. They understand the story, the significance of it. We don't understand the significance. People say, you encroached on the indigenous people. You kill the Indians. And they tell us all these bad things. Let me tell you something. I didn't do any of that. Oh, my ancestors did? Okay, fine. They did, and we live in the greatest country in the world. Because let me tell you what it wasn't. When it was inhabited by my ancestors and probably some of yours, it was not a great country. I hail from Africa. I know this. It's no secret. I am a black man. But let me tell you something. There's nothing about that continent. There's no country on that continent that makes me want to have a piece of it. You could say to me, well, Kevin, you have a rightful place in Africa. Okay, great. I don't want it. I cede it. I concede it to whoever is over there. Other family members, you can have it. If you want to go, just give me what you have, and I'll take yours from here, and then you can go have whatever we're supposed to get in Africa. Good luck. Awabunga, dude, right? I want nothing of it. I have Native American blood inside of me. By the way, I am Native American. I was born here, and that's where I hail from, America. I know nothing about anywhere else. I'm as Native American as you get. And I happen to have a little bit of Indian blood. I'm not talking dot, I'm talking feather. So I'm Native American. I have no qualms with what America has become. TikTok, folks, time's ticking on your life. What are you going to do with the rest of your life from this moment on? Beginning now. Okay, now. When do you want to start? You going to stand and fight? Or are you going to cede your life to the idiots? See, there are idiots out there. They're willing to take your life. They're willing to enslave you. They've been doing it. If they haven't done it to you, they're trying to do it to your kids. They want slaves. They want mental conformists. Let me ask you this. Are you going to be able to enjoy your life if you live it as a coward? People say, one guy writes to me, Kevin, you talk about fighting too much. Screw you. It is a fight. Everything we do is a fight. When you get up in the morning to the moment you go to sleep, you are in a fight. If you don't realize that, then you're a chump. I just happen to be trained to fight, mentally and physically. And if it's too much for you, the listener, who believes that I talk about fighting too much, then find somewhere else to go. I'm not training pansies, I'm training warriors. Go. Be gone. Somebody kick him in the butt before he leaves. I don't care what you think about what I say.
You talk about karate and martial arts.
I talk about what is applicable in my life, right? Because when I go out there on Black Friday, which I did, to go shopping or whatever, I don't know who I'm going to run into. I don't know what fool wants to try me. But I do know this. All I got to do is get on my computer, and there'll be 50 of them on some form of social media talking about, I'm going to hurt you, I'm going to do this, you're an idiot, why are you saying this, blah, blah, blah. I say what I want to say, because I'm no coward, and I speak my mind. I spoke it during Thanksgiving, I'll talk about that. I didn't have to fight with anybody, because everybody was on my side during Thanksgiving. TikTok, folks, the clock is ticking on your life. When are you going to admit that you voted for Donald Trump? When are you going to stop, pussyfooting, as my grandmother would say, around on the subject? When are you going to talk about what you did and be proud of what you did? You changed the course of this nation for the better. But you're still scared. When will you get in the face of those who criticize your very sane point of view and stop ceding your opinion to morons? I'm just curious. Just putting it out there. Some people are like, Kevin, you preach, brother, preach. I start to sound like Farrakhan. Don't make me. I'll go there. The devil. The leftist devil. He will not only take you, he'll try to get your kids, your children. Yeah, I don't care what face the leftist devil is. I don't care what color. I don't care what gender. I don't care what sexual orientation. I don't care what religion. The leftists are the devils. And they want to have you think as they do. They get mad at you for being sane, for being moral, for being ethical, for having a core, for loving God, things like that. TikTok, people. The clock is ticking. David Cassidy's last words were, I wish I hadn't wasted so much time. What will yours be? Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Back, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving after the fact. I'm glad you're here. I hope you had a good Black Friday. It's Cyber Monday. I've made a prediction that the Black Friday sales were through the roof. I'm going to make a further prediction. It'll be the biggest Cyber Monday in a decade. And then I'm going to make a final. Well, it won't be my final, but it'll be my third prediction of the day on this topic. And that is that the Christmas and shopping season, the holiday season, will be the most brisk we've had in a decade. Those are my predictions. Anyway, the theme of the show is TikTok. And one of my friends asked me, Kevin, how do you balance it all? And I was like, you know what? Good question. So the first thing we do here at the Blacksphere team, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, is we thread things that we do. In other words, we find a topic, and that's a topic I'll probably pitch to talk about on Fox, or I already know they're going to talk about it, so I'll just give my take on it. I do that for other radio shows. We write about it. We create memes about it, etc. We take a, you know, it's like, you know, eating a pig from the rooter to the tooter, the way the slaves did. Nothing goes to waste. We have pig feet and we have snouts. You eat pig ear. You know what I'm saying? Pork rinds, the skin, nothing goes to waste, including the chitlins. That's the guts of a pig. I know, may be disgusting to you, but it isn't when you're starving to death. So that's the way we, that's how we do things. That's how we can keep things moving, because I couldn't otherwise. And we rely on a lot of people that want to help out. So if you do want to be a part of this, please contact us. KJRadio.com. Tell us what skill set you have. We need it. You know what I really need? I need an operations manager. I need somebody that can look at what we do, take it to the next level. I also need somebody that's really good at merchandising. If you're a great merchandiser, I would love to have you on our team, because we, you know, people love our brand. We just don't know how to take it to the next level. That's, I'm just being honest with you. Because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that know our work, and we struggle all the time to keep them engaged because we don't know how to get to them. Now, we're changing some of that. We have some people that have been brought on to do certain things, but it wouldn't hurt us to have some folks in the background. You have good ideas. You got good stories. You know, people send me stuff all the time. Kevin, here's a link to something I know about, and it's a, you know, people aren't aware of this story. Okay, great. Send it over. We will take a look at it. TikTok. See, time's ticking away. We get up in the morning. If you don't think that I want to do exactly the same thing everybody else wants to do, you know, go out, spend time with family, friends, vacation, etc., you'd be crazy. Problem is, if I did that and I came back, I'd have no brand. I'd have to practically be starting over to some degree. So what I have to do is I have to infuse work with play. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, having my little boy up at the, you know, the gold gloves, things like that. You know, that's the type of thing you have to do. If you're going to take a little mini vacation, that's how you do it. There's no way to not do things without incorporating it into work. And as I said in at the beginning of the broadcast, there is no separation of politics from your life. That's just the nature of it. Now, you don't have to respond to it like I do. I don't have to go to the grocery store, see prices go up during the time of Obama and go, dang, when did the head of lettuce become $14? You know, because when I see stuff like that, I got to write about it. If you see something, say something. So that's how you balance it all. Anyway, I want to get to this. How are you guys Thanksgiving? I'm going to ask the audience in a second. How are you guys? You have a good Thanksgiving? I know that we talked on Thanksgiving because I wished everybody happy Thanksgiving. I physically called all of you guys, so I know you were having a good time, but it ended up great. You know, good. All right. Well, I like that. Did you not discuss politics? Did you? You did? Yeah, we'll talk about it. I'm curious because when people tell me, well, you can't discuss politics, I'm like, I'll discuss whatever I want. Don't tell me what I can't do. That's a license to me. You can't do that. I certainly can. You can do whatever I want. As long as it doesn't hurt you. So what you're trying to tell me is, well, discussing politics would hurt me. Well, if you're a leftist, my discussing politics is going to hurt. It's going to smart a bit. Yeah, that's going to leave a rash. You know, that's going to leave a mark, not a rash. It's kind of... Don't be looking at me like I'm crazy. I meant to say that's going to leave a mark. Anyway, I talk politics, but I was around conservatives, and we gloated, folks, like there was no tomorrow. Like Prince's party, like it's 1999. We gloated like it was the end of the world, and we know it. Yeah. Let me put it to you this way. If you did what I did, the left didn't eat turkey this Thanksgiving. They ate crow. And you should have served a heap and helping of it because you have all the ammo. I hope you served them some crow. I hope you had a big old turkey. And then you had this little bitty bird over there. And they looked at him and went, well, I see the turkey, Bill. What's that little bird? Oh, that's for you, Edna. That's crow. You know? Surely, if you had some leftists that came to your Thanksgiving turkey, I hope you took a Cornish hen and fooled somebody. You know, a couple little ones. They're like, well, what's that for over there, Chuck?
Well, Ted, now that you bring it up, honestly, it's for you. It's crow.
Because they needed to eat some crow. Man, we, come on. We rocked it. Look, I don't need to recap all the crybaby stuff on election night. I mean, that's just rubbing it in right there. I'm talking about results. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted something. He used something like $5.5 trillion of stock market increase. I don't know what the values are in homes, but when Barack Obama came into office, the value of the of homes had dropped $6 trillion of value had fallen out of the home market. You know, the what people had saved up in their homes in equity. $6 trillion. Now, you could say, oh, the stock market recovered. No, it didn't. He put a $1 trillion a year into the stock market and propped it up. Trump's not doing that. It's not, I'm not telling you the stock market's legit per se, because it still has a lot of that fake Obama money, but it's being backfilled with productivity. So get in that market, man. You can also get some gold. That's what I did. But all I'm getting at is we have a lot to talk about with respect to what's going on in this economy. Forget about North Korea, and we'll talk about a story that came out of there, and I'm sure you guys heard about the guy escaping, and we'll talk about all the other foreign policy implications of Donald Trump's foreign policy plan. But let me tell you, look at this domestic policy. I just explained to you, this is going to be the best shopping season, and that's the way you judge how people feel. Are they confident enough to spend money? And see, what that means is the economy is starting, the engine is starting to rev up. Because see, you want people spending money to keep the engine moving, but you don't want to force them. You don't want it on food and clothes, you know, healthcare and all that. You want them buying expendable items, things that they're going to repurchase at some point in the future, because that engine is going. And they feel confident enough to say, yeah, I can drop another, you know, a couple grand this Christmas. And normally I'd save. That's what the left have no, they aren't planning on that. Watch the coffers of governments, city governments, local governments, you know, from sales tax. And on and on. Watch it. This holiday season, folks. It's gonna surprise you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. The clock is ticking on you. It's ticking on you in so many ways. Obviously, we are all going to meet our maker. And many of us, we focus on things like and words like legacy. You know, your legacy, it is what it is. And I hate to break your bubble here, but you're not going to be remembered that long. Your kids will remember you. Your grandkids will remember you. Maybe your great-grandkids will remember you. But that's about it. So you got about a 50 to 100 year span of people remembering you. I don't remember anybody beyond my great grandfather. Now, we're running ancestry, and it's going to make me a little more curious, but the overwhelming majority of your family members don't know who so-and-so was, and they won't care. Now, what's going to change that a little bit for us, our generation, is the amount of memory we have. Memory meaning data. So, you know, I can memorialize my life longer because my son, you know, all my sons now will have digital footprints of dad. And they can say, well, this is your dad. And it won't be like those old pictures where that was a reverse image of Billy the Kid. You know, that's why he looked, people thought he was a left-hander, but it was a right-hander, you know. No, they'll know. Because there's video of me, there's lots of pictures of me, so you don't have to guess what did great 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 grand Kimball Kevin look like, you know? That's me. And they'll watch me arguing with liberals, and they'll read my books, and there's enough of a documentary, you know, there's enough documentation for me to live on a little longer than normal, and you too. You don't have to have a book, you don't have to appear on Fox or any other place. People will know who you are. Because now we have a bigger digital footprint. Now, will they care is a whole other thing. But you'll have little memory things and go, then this is, you know, your great grandpa's, you know, instead of an urn, you'll keep their little, what do they call it? These cards you stick in your USB port, you know, a little memory device. That'll be your life. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. I remember my great grandfather. We put him on VHS tapes. Then we converted those to CDs or DVDs, and that's his archive right now. And don't be surprised. My older brother keeps all this stuff. If he's now got that moved over to a little memory card, so that's the way we can remember each other. Now my great grandfather, we first recorded him on 8mm camera. And then that got transferred to VHS, yada, yada, yada. But now we can remember more. But even with that, so you may get another generation or two, or somebody goes, hey, you want to see your great-great-great-great-grandpa? Here he is. And you won't look like those old clack, 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 you know, videos where, you know, it's moving and it's choppy and, you know, you're throwing and you can barely see him, you know, and the shadows make white guys look like Miles Davis. It won't be that. They will see you clear as day, know exactly who you are, what you stood for, and you're going to actually look like it looks, you know, there will be no difference in how it looks. I mean, when I used to look at the old recordings that my grandfather would take, even stuff when we went on vacation, it would look like, wow, that looks really old. My kids would look at that and go, what the heck is that stuff? But it's no longer that antiquated. I mean, not today, by today's standards, there's not going to be a big gap between what we have now and what they have. Maybe everything will move to moving pictures and video. Or, you know, stuff like that. But that's what it's going to be, you know. So, let me just go back to legacy. My point is, I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about, you know, what happens to the next generation of kids and instilling in them the idea that they have to do something to preserve their two or three generations beyond them and so on and so forth. And of course, there comes a point where it doesn't matter. You know, we're going to die. We know this. And, you know, go spend some time, have fun in your life. And, you know, after you fought the good fight, and then that'll be it. But I do want to ask this question of you. And that is, are you better off under Donald Trump in the year plus, that roughly a year that he's been in office? Or are you better off in any year of Obama? I can tell you unequivocally, I am better off in the 1 year of Donald Trump than I was better off in any year you pick for Barack Obama. And I'm not trying to be mean to Barack Obama. It's just the truth. Now, if you want to be one of the people to say, well, he did inherit a mess from Bush, fine. So he had 4 years that we'll give him credit for that. Then he supposedly turned everything around. In the last 4 years, did you improve, yes or no? I tweeted this about Trump. I said, when is the Nobel Committee going to give Trump his prize? Remember, Barack Obama was given a Nobel Peace Prize within weeks of taking office. It was so embarrassing to him. He was like, oh, geez, I mean, how would I get this? Remember your thoughts when he got it? My thoughts were this. You just diminished your award, an award that I used to hold in esteem. You just diminished it. In a second, how could you give that award to Barack Obama? He was in the midst of three wars and had done nothing. He'd merely won the presidency and that was enough. Black man gets a president. Okay, well, let's give him something. If that's all it takes, look, that's a low bar for black folks. That's insulting. If I'm going to win the Nobel Peace Prize, I want to win it. I don't want any affirmative action grade. I want to win it. I want people to go, Kevin Jackson won that award, and it was worth it. That's why I told you guys. I've become so award, what's the word I'm looking for? Anti-award, because they're watered down. They're a bunch of people who fight to get recognition among themselves, and it shouldn't be that way. If somebody recognizes you legitimately, you are one of the best in your craft. I think, and I'm going to put it out there, I think that my team is, we collectively are one of the best, we call them thought leaders. We're the best, one of the best thought leadership groups in the country. I put our work up against anybody. And, you know, do people come up with some more clever things than we do? Absolutely. But as a whole, our dedication to being thought leaders is second to none. And if somebody wants to recognize that, great. If they don't, it's okay. I don't need the trophy. I don't need an award show. Just, okay, I'm cool. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing all this up is Time is going to be choosing their person of the year. And one of my friends tweeted this. If Time magazine can find another man that's created 1+ million jobs, 2 trillion rather, in the stock market, that's actually 5.5 trillion, and defeated ISIS in just 9 months, they should name him Man of the Year. So, I don't know what they're looking for, and by the way, it isn't Man of the Year. If they were going to name a Man of the Year, then why not consider Hillary, right? Yeah, you were paying attention. See, I don't know how to wake y'all up. I saw you snicker. Yeah, so did the audience. There were people in the audience that snickered too. Don't feel bad. Feel good. No, look, person of the year, Donald Trump. Hands down. Hands down. Nobody thought he would win the election. They all thought he was going to be some hothead to get us into wars. He isn't. They thought he knew nothing about foreign policy. He's been a rock star. They thought he knew nothing about domestic policy. He's been a rock star.
If you want to criticize him,
if you're just looking for something, talk about his tweeting. Fine. I'm with Donald Trump and the strategy of why he tweets 100%. He's caught up in minutia. Nothing Donald Trump tweets about is minutia. Nothing.
He tweeted about that black dude whose son, you know, stuck in.
Yeah, he did. He did. He tweeted about an ingrate who he got three kids, black kids, freed from China, and the leftist media was going to make no big deal about it. The only way for them to pick up the story is for him to tweet about it, about the father who was an ingrate, who should be happy that the president got his son out, and he's out there talking about, he didn't do anything for me. Because you know what it did? It highlighted Barack Obama's inability to free other people. It showcased leftism at its finest, that it cannot appreciate anything no matter what, even when it involves your children. Their children, they don't care. And there are so many other things it highlighted. It highlighted these entitled young black kids who go over to a foreign land to represent America and showcase leftism at its finest. And the father helped. And you know what the left did?
Donald Trump shouldn't have been tweeting about that. He's so mean. He's going after that man.
No, he isn't. He's going after protecting America, saying, look, I just did my job. And you don't want to even recognize that I did my job? Don't worry about it. I got the news cycle. Don't worry, CNN, MSNBC, anybody else. I'll give you something to talk. Let's give them something to talk about. I love when he does this stuff. There's no frivolous tweets with Trump. It all has a meaning. And just because you don't get it, don't think it doesn't have a meaning. The man's pretty smart. In fact, he's very smart.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. On Thanksgiving Day, while we were stuffing ourselves with turkey and carbs, there were other stories happening. Most of us, we were surrounded by family. Some of us watched idiots protest the national anthem before poorly attended football games. Others watched the protesters at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Whatever you did, I'm willing to bet that your day was less eventful than that of a North Korean soldier who made the mad dash to freedom. And what looked like a scene from The Bourne Identity or one of those Jason Bourne Hollywood spy thrillers, a young North Korean soldier changed his life forever. And CNN reported it like this as this Korean soldier sprinted to the DMZ. Dramatic video showing a North Korean soldier fleeing across the border into South Korea while being shot at by his former comrades was released by the United States Command Wednesday. United Nations, I mean. The video released marks the first time an American-led UN command has disclosed security footage of a defection across the heavily fortified demilitarized zone, the DMZ, that divides North and South Korea. The New York Times narrated a video of it as it happened, and I got to tell you, I didn't see the whole thing. I only saw the ending. You have to see this guy. He goes, he's driving up to a checkpoint, what should be a checkpoint, in a Jeep, and he just blasts through, and he's cruising along the way, and his Jeep gets stuck in the mud or whatever, something, and then he jumps out, and I mean, this guy sprints. He is moving. It looks like a Korean version of Usain Bolt. You just see a blur. Shoots across, gets into the South Korean side, where a North Korean guy runs across for just a little bit and then stops. And then the guy, the North Korean soldier who was escaping, he collapses on the other side, but he's on the South Korean side. Then three South Korean military people and I think one American, they crawl out, grab the guy, and drag him to say he's done. That was all he had left in him. And I want to tell you, I'd watch that over any football game. I was thinking about that with Colin Kaepernick, because this kid he's running for his very life. Forget Gale Sayers. Forget Emmitt Smith and Barry Sanders and Earl Campbell and all the other football players combined. That man ran for his life. Just while we're on the subject, I'd love to see football play where North Korean soldiers stood behind you and shot at you as you ran in down to the other end of the end zone. Now, that would be a game. There is no kind of politics that would stop me from watching that. That's gladiator stuff right there. Man, you got to see. It was harrowing is not even the right word. This man is literally running for his life. He could have been killed going in the direction of freedom, but he was doggone Skippy going to be killed if he went back. And then you find out the price of freedom. The price of freedom. Shot five times. He lost half his blood. They said in order to patch him up, they had to give him twice the amount of blood that was in his body. I want you to put yourself in a situation where you're running from your country to cross the border. Think about when you drive from, Missouri to Illinois. There's no demilitarized zone. There's nobody that even cares. Why should we care if a citizen, I'm not talking about illegally. Why should we care if a North Korean wants to go to the South? Who is it that should dictate that citizens of the world cannot legally go to another country as long as that country has no beef? In other words, the North Korean people have no beef with their South Korean brothers and sisters. They haven't been able to hang with them for a generation. But they have no beef with them. Why shouldn't they be able to go? Why shouldn't South Koreans be able to come and visit old family in the North? They have no real beef. It isn't like there's a travel ban because of terrorism. But so just imagine you want to go visit your family in Texas, and that's the way you would have to do it. Man, so he gets shot five times, loses half his blood. They have to give him two body amounts, two full, whatever the body holds in liters of blood, they had to give it to him twice over to keep him alive. They said he was extremely malnourished. I think they said the guy was 5'5" and 132 pounds. Now, he's a military guy. He's 5'5". I mean, he couldn't do anything about that. Unless maybe he should have been 6'3" if they'd fed him earlier in his life. But he's 5'5", 132 pounds in the North Korean military. Ask yourself, what drove him to the point where he said, that's it. I'm done. This is life or death. I'm done. Then they found 3 parasites in his intestinal system. This guy was more wormy than a dog that's been neglected in the streets of America. It was amazing this man was able to crawl to freedom, much less run to freedom, looking like the Asian version of Usain Bolt. I say, if you haven't seen the video, you'll see it. It's not sped up for our enjoyment. This dude is fast. I don't know how long he planned it, but he said, I'm getting a truck. I'm driving through the DMZ. I'm not looking back. It was crazy. Oh, man. His tenacity proves, folks, how the human spirit longs for freedom. You better know he will be stricken from the record in North Korea. They will not mention his name. I think his name is Oh. My bet is if you say anything close to Oh, you'll get executed. They don't want you to know that this dude exists. It's like the slaves, the freedmen back in the South during the days of Democrat oppression of black people. By the way, that still goes on. But in the real days of slavery, when Democrats fought it's their own brothers to keep black people as slaves, when a freedman showed up, they said, you got to go. They didn't want slaves to know there were black people out there who were free, who could go do what they want to do. You better know, the North Korean government will pretend that man never existed because he got out. Man, I just think of everything that was going against him. Malnutrition with worms. And then he gets shot 5 times and he still said, you know what? I'm free. If you think he's going to die, I don't think anything can kill this guy. Not right now. Mm-mm. He's got to have at least a week of freedom. Healthy. Because he paid the price. This is a dude that said, I will not stand for this. And I mean, I want you to understand, you know, when he finally got over across that border, boop, he collapsed. That was it. But God gave him the strength to get to that point. I think there's a reason for that. I see a bright future. If this man survives, and I think he will, I see a bright future for him. Talking to leftists, going to college campuses and explaining freedom and what he was willing to do. And talking to these kids and saying, you think you want what I just left? The human spirit. What a commitment to freedom, the South Koreans and the U.S. soldier who pulled him out, pulled him to safety. They understood what he was doing. They understood he was running for his life, and they put theirs on the line to make sure he got one. What about them? That's a video I would love to show LeVar Ball. Isn't that his dad, or is that the player? I don't know. I'd like him to see that video, to see what his son may have been trying to do one day, escaping China. The South Korean government recognized those military soldiers that helped that kid get freed, as well as the American. Collapsed from his wounds, dragged to safety. You are all in the range of the North Korean fire, General Kim Byung-joo said. It was a precarious situation and a showcase of great leadership. The guy also had hepatitis B and tuberculosis. This is a military guy. That's how good they treat their military over there. Can you imagine what the citizens go through? It's unbelievable. I'm going to talk more about this in the next hour because I really want people to understand exactly what we're dealing with when a guy like Kaepernick and other football players take a knee and talk about the oppression of black folks in America. Shut up, you fools. That's amazing.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.